The Green Divas love food. Organic, local, fresh, whole, delicious food. Here now is another Green Diva foodie file.
Well, it's been a while since I have been in the studio with one of my favorite original Green Divas, because she's been with me on and off through many years.
How many? 10 years, maybe?
Yeah, it's definitely been like 10 years.
It's been a while. It's been a long time.
Dr. Karen S. Lee.
Hi, Meg.
Who I've known as different monikers over the years, but she's always been Dr. Karen
always.
S. Lee.
Even before Eco-Friendly was popular. I think I was always a one form of Green Diva.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. She's taught me a lot over the years.
It's been
fun.
And
I'm very excited for her, and I know she's very excited. She brought me her new book.
Yay!
Paleo Cooking with Your Air Fryer. I was eyeballing an air fryer the other day. I just got a
Instant Pot.
Yeah, Instant Pot. been using my Instant Pot a lot.
Yeah.
And you remember Becky Streepy?
Yes. Yes.
She taught me how to make yogurt in there,
which is best.
Ridiculously easy.
And
I make my own vegan yogurt.
Yes, so easy.
So anyway, I've been hearing about paleo for a couple of years now. It's been pretty hot. But I really don't know much about it because as a vegetarian, sometimes vegan, it doesn't really appeal to me. So you're going to tell us a little bit about what this whole paleo thing really
is.
Sure.
Actually, I was a vegetarian I don't know if I ever mentioned that before in previous shows, but I was a vegetarian and vegan. I was almost like forks over knives vegan for a year.
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah, and vegetarian and pescatarian, you name it, I was all of those in the past. And paleo came about because of my children. My children have food allergies and food sensitivities, eczema, asthma, you name it. And they've suffered for as long as I can remember.
Your daughter was really struggling at one point, and we had talked a while ago.
And my son, too. My son is actually more severe than my daughter.
Oh, okay.
And just to go back, my son was born C-section.
Okay.
So he didn't go through the birth canal with
all the good
bacteria. Oh, fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was actually, preterm labor with him. And so did, with my daughter too. But my son was my firstborn and I had preterm labor. And he was, I had to be on bed rest for, a few years, a few weeks. Oh my God. A few weeks.
There's a Freudian slip.
Right.
Must have felt like yours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right? I was on bed rest for out of three of mine.
Oh, what is up with that? Yeah, maybe this is God's way of telling us to just
chill. All
three
of mine were preterm.
Oh, jeez, we're doing too much or something is wrong. But anyway, so I was on bed rest. And then when it was time for him to come out, he didn't come out. So I was pushing and pushing for I don't know how many. And my water already broke. And I was pushing and he didn't come out. So they had to do an emergency C-section. And so he didn't go through my birth canal with all the good bacteria.
Yeah, okay.
So years later, I come to find out that he was allergic to so many things. And the way I knew it was because he was breaking out in hives, and then eczema started to show up. And back then, doctors had no idea what I mean. They just said, "Oh, it's in the genes. There's nothing you can do. Put the steroid
topical,
steroid ointment you can think of. I was putting on, nothing worked. And then my daughter was born, and same thing. She had the same eczema, and it is genetic, but there are ways to manage it. And sometimes it can be totally cured, and it's through food. So, you have to use food as medicine. And it wasn't until when they were in college, my son was a sophomore year, that I learned about a diet called GAPS diet. And that's a gut and psychology syndrome, GAPS.
Yeah.
And I come to find out that it's through so many types of foods that make your gut unhealthy.
Which can affect your psychology, as it turns out.
Right.
Yeah,
so
your brain chemistry can be altered by your gut.
This book was written by a doctor, an MD, who who cured her autistic son mm-hmm. through, you know, with food. So I put them in, it's a very, very, very strict diet. But they were already on elimination diet anyway because they just eliminated all the food.
I did that elimination diet. It was like eating dry turkey with plain lettuce, you know,
yes,
carrots.
It was very, very hard, mm-hmm. very, very restrictive. And, you know, for them to go back to school, for, you know, to go back to college or high school to have this type of diet was going to be impossible. So paleo became a natural transitional diet from that diet that it was easier for them to adhere to. And basically what paleo is, you know, people have different definitions and why they go on diet, why they go on this particular diet. But for us, it was really to eliminate dairy, grains, legumes, mm-hmm. and some of the anti-nutrient food groups. And it doesn't mean that you live on meat or chicken or fish all the time. It's really balancing the food groups on your plate, but it's really eliminating those sensitive foods that you can't tolerate that causes all these autoimmune issues, like grains, gluten, especially gluten and wheat. Those two are the huge culprits in my children and for a lot of people, and also dairy.
Oh, yeah. Eggs. Both.
They allow, paleo allows eggs. In fact, they encourage people to eat egg, especially egg yolk, because a human body can really metabolize and digest egg yolk, and it's very rich in nutrients. But my kids can't tolerate eggs. Sometimes they can, depending on how it's prepared. Like my kids can have homemade mayo with raw, pastured, free-roaming chicken egg yolk.
Happy chickens outside.
Right. And with avocado oil.
I love avocado oil.
Yeah, I make my homemade mayo, and it does not taste anything like jarred, you know, store-bought mayo. So they can tolerate that, you know, but they can't tolerate eggs in other forms. So you have to adjust what you can eat, but it seems like paleo is the type of diet that they can tolerate the most. So that's what we eat at home.
So tell me about this air fryer thing.
Oh.
Do I need to get one of these things?
Yes and no. So what happens with paleo is that because you're not using grain, so you're not using wheat flour, or corn flour, or potato flour, or any of these grain flour, a lot of the foods cannot be made crispy.
Oh.
So a lot of fried foods. First of all, some people use air fryer for health reasons, saying you don't have to use a lot of oil.
Right.
There are healthy oils, and paleo diet does not mean you don't use any oil.
Okay.
They want you to have healthy oils, like avocado oil, right? Saturated oil from ghee. Ghee is not dairy because you take out the lactose, right? So ghee is okay. And saturated fat from like grass-fed beef is okay. You just don't want to have vegetable oils, canola oils, peanut oils, you know, those kind of highly processed oils, right? Those are unhealthy. So they don't want you to have that anyway. But avocado oil is okay. So air fryer in itself is not really a bad thing because you're using less oil, but some people, even if it's healthy, some people cannot tolerate a lot of oil. So if you deep fry, let's say, grass-fed or pastured, you know, meats in a pot of healthy oil, it still irritates their gut. So air fryer, what air fryer does is that you use less oil, but you still have that fried texture, you know, fried flavor of a little bit of oil on the surface.
I do miss fried food. Yeah. I don't eat a lot of that stuff.
So do my kids. Yeah. They would love to have fried chicken, but they can't have it because most of it is, you know, battered, you know, your beer battered
right.
or buttermilk or in flour. So they can't have that.
So you've devised a whole book of
yes, crispy
recipes.
Textured paleo recipes because without those type of crispy, you know, ingredients, you're eating mushy food.
So I can make truffle fries, I see. You have a
yes.
recipe for
truffle
fries.
That is so good. Truffle oil with some herbs. And some people can't tolerate potatoes, but my kids can't. So I would make fries in the air fryer, and they come out crispy with the flavors in the recipe that has the herbs and all that. It's just like you can sit there, and unfortunately, you can't eat a whole lot because then you'll get, you know, more carbs than you need.
Right.
But it can be done.
It's not balanced.
No, so it can be done. The fried chicken on the cover, fried chicken drumsticks on the cover, is not using any flour, not using any grains, but crispy, very flavorful. And you'll have to buy the book to get my secret.
Oh, come on. So this is just, did you cook all these recipes
of
and
course.
Test them on your family?
Oh, my goodness. My family was unhappy,
onion
happy
rings.
testers. Yes. Aww. Some recipe came out perfect the first try. And right. I was like, yes, I don't have to cook this, you know, five times to get the consistency and the texture correct as well as flavor.
Do you remember when I did the Dr. Oz thing and I made the avocado brownies?
Oh, my gosh.
Somehow I got hooked up and I was going to make avocado. They wanted some unusual healthy food in something yummy that's kind
those.
Of concealed, right? So
yeah.
I said, oh, I'll make avocado pudding, chocolate pudding. And then Dr. Oz called and said, would you please make brownies? And I thought, who the hell's ever made chocolate avocado? Because at that point, nobody had. So, and I had 3 days to do it. And you know avocados, right? So I had to buy like 20 avocados in
every stage of ripeness. Yes.
And my daughter and I ate avocado brownies for an entire weekend because it was like Monday. So, yeah.
Actually, I have a chocolate cake in there.
Oh,
we
saw
that picture.
I did.
Guess what the frosting is made of?
What? Avocado?
Avocados.
Ooh. They're pretty versatile buggers, aren't they?
And you don't taste it when you, you know, like your brownies. You don't taste it
no.
when you mix
when
it
when you get
with
the right ripeness
yes.
and the right mixture, it is luscious. It's
mm-hmm.
like having buttery
frosting, yeah.
loveliness.
Yeah. No one knows. No one knows. But that's the trick about a paleo is that unlike Instant Pot that really makes everything so tender and soft and just fall off the bone.
Right.
Like meat. It can never make crispy food, whereas air fryer is the, you know, the opposite end of that spectrum because it does make paleo food
crispy.
Well,
I am so thrilled that you brought me this because I'm definitely going to try some.
Oh,
I'm
going
to have to get
it.
My hands on an air fryer and try some of this.
Now, I have to tell you, most of the recipes, if you don't have an air fryer, you could modify the temperature and the time in the oven.
Oh, okay.
Especially a convection oven that has
a convection oven.
Perfect.
Oh.
So you just adjust the temperature. You may have to make it a little bit higher.
Right.
And you may have to, you know, use a little bit longer.
Right.
The only thing about air fryer is that, well, not the only thing, but the good thing about air fryer is that it is small, compact. It sits on your counter. Doesn't use a whole lot of energy like a convection oven.
Right.
So it's very eco-friendly, quote unquote, because it cooks food really fast.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not like microwave where there's radiation.
Right.
So it's direct heat using the fan to really quickly heat the food and cook the food. It reheats food like an oven.
I see you have Tiffany Washko gave you a little
endorsement. Yes.
That's
she
so
used,
cute.
She bought the air fryer after she got my PDF file
All right.
of the book.
Well, I'm next in line. So people can go to drkarenslee.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's Dr. Karen with a K, Slee.com to find out more about this book and how to get it, right?
And then I'll have more recipes
that
are not in the book. I'll be continuing to post them.
So maybe you and I could do a book together on vegetarian because I can convert.
There are vegetables in my book.
No, I know, but I mean, I'll do like an all
do the whole vegan thing or a vegetable
thing. Yeah.
That'll be perfect. I call it paletarian.
Paletarian,
yes,
how
because,
cute.
Yeah, not using grains, but a lot of vegetables. We eat like 75% of my platter or my plate is vegetables anyway.
Good for you. Well, I'm looking forward to lunch today. I'm getting kind of hungry.
I know. It is lunchtime.
Thank you, Karen. And
thanks,
I look
Meg.
Forward to talking to you again soon.
Hope you're hungry. For more easy and delicious recipes and even more foodie information, go to thegreendivas.com. That's THEGreenDivas.com.